Day 311 of hashtag 365. Sorry, it's just, I find it so ridiculous that we're this far in.
In a world, it's mad, where we're constantly told to consume,
311
control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie, eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Together we'll develop a better relationship with food. One of the core goals, core aims of this whole journey. And as I mentioned yesterday, I was going to talk about examining my defaults again today, and I had it in my brain all day yesterday. And at one point I walked past this restaurant that I used to go to all the time. It's called The Diner. There's a bunch of them in London. One in Camden, one in Soho, just off Carnaby Street. There's one in Shaftesbury Avenue as well. They're all over the place. I know where all the diners are. Used to go to The Diner all the time, at least once a week. You'd have a massive burger, diner fries, load of mayonnaise, soft drinks. And I walked past it and I thought, my God, I've not even thought about going in there for ages. I don't even miss it. Weird. It's weird that I've got to this stage. I'm absolutely thrilled that I've got to this stage, but it still feels weird that my mindset has changed so much. So anyway, I thought that it'd be worth taking a step back, having a moment of reflection today and thinking about my defaults. Now, we've talked about defaults before on the podcast, but as a sort of reminder, you can't underestimate the power of your defaults. And what I mean by defaults, I mean your default settings, your habits. Over time, your habits become your defaults. And if your defaults are set in a way that's healthy, healthy things will happen. If your defaults are set in a way that is unhealthy, unhealthy things will happen. And for years and years and years, and I know I keep making this point, but it's so core. For years and years and years, one of my defaults was believing that bad food was a treat. I felt that if I did something good, that I in some way was rewarding myself if I had bad food. If I was celebrating, it would be a treat, it would be good for me, you know, wow, a really amazing thing to do for myself, to eat something or drink a whole bottle of champagne or whatever it was. I realize now that that default was faulty. That shouldn't be a default. Because that's not treating, that's indulging. And you know it's indulging because with indulgence, there's a bad side. That feeling of sluggishness, weight gain, cloudy brain. But that's indulging. If it was a treat, you wouldn't have that negative effect. You'd be looking after yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's a subtle difference, but it's so core. So that's one of my defaults. I no longer think of bad food as a treat. I think of it as an indulgence. Part of that is I no longer just go for the naughtiest sounding thing on a menu. Now, if you're overweight, maybe you can relate to that. You sort of get the menu at a restaurant or a takeaway and you think, Oh my God, that sounds good. A ribeye steak with a side of mac and cheese and la 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 la. And you know, you're loading calories on calories on calories on calories. Or the burger with bacon, cheese, an egg, you know, like a chorizo sausage. And you just think, that sounds like the naughtiest thing. And that's the thing that you naturally gravitate towards. I don't do that anymore. Not anymore. Still look at that, of course. Still a food addict. I'll still look at it. I'll still daydream about it, but it won't be the case that I'll naturally default to having that. I can't remember the last time I ate a sandwich, which I know sounds like such a ridiculous sentence, but for my whole life, a sandwich was a default. I'd have a sandwich basically every day. Two slices of bread, a ciabatta, panini, whatever it was, with some stuff in the middle. My relationship with bread has changed beyond all recognition. Like, I can't think about the last time I had some bread. And you know, people always go, oh, well, if you're not eating bread, what are you eating? Well, I'm eating loads of stuff. I'm eating basically everything else other than bread. It's amazing how once you make that change and you change your default, you just don't miss it. I just don't automatically go for the sandwich. It's quite astonishing. Another one of my defaults. I now walk everywhere. It is my default to walk. And it manifests like if I'm trying to figure out how to get somewhere, like a meeting or whatever, I won't look up the tube route. I won't look up how to get a cab. I'll look up the route to walk. And it's only if it's ridiculous or I haven't got time or if it's unsafe that I'll not walk. That's what led to me doing so many steps on Monday this week. Was because I knew that I could walk it, and I did. 25,000 steps. That's a default now. And I know that might seem to you, if you're listening, depends on what where you're at in your journey and, like, you know, how you are. To you, that might seem ridiculous. You might be like, why wouldn't you walk? I can't emphasize the point enough. I basically didn't used to walk anywhere. There's a shopping center in Birmingham in the UK, which you may or may not be familiar with, depending whether you're from the UK or know Birmingham. It's called the Bullring. The Bullring shopping center is not a big shopping center. But when I was living in Birmingham years and years and years ago, my wife would have to tempt me with the promise of food to get me from to go from one shopping side of the shopping centre to the other. She'd be like, oh, come on, please, let's go to that shop. You can get a Yo Sushi or whatever it was. And I'd be like, oh, all right then. How bad is that? Like now, if I went back to the Bullring, I'd probably boss up and down the Bullring like it wasn't even a thing. But then I'd actively shy away from walking the length of the Bullring. That's embarrassing to say it. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to say that, even to you, you know, all the things we've talked about this year, but that is just embarrassing. But that default is gone. It's changed. It's changed forever. And I love that. Another thing, I now only eat when I'm actually hungry. You know, that classic Paul McKenna thing. I don't just eat a meal because it's a certain time. I've learned the difference between wanting to eat and needing to eat. It feels different. You know, wanting to eat is so often for me driven by an emotional need. It's out of procrastination. It's out of boredom and not being intellectually stimulated. It's out of habit. There's all these different things, all these different reasons why I'd eat, which all feel very different from actually feeling actually hungry. Now I only eat, my default is to only eat when I'm actually hungry. You know, people say to me, oh, aren't you going for lunch? Or haven't you had any lunch? I'm not hungry. You know, I'm not starving myself. I'm not being stupid about this. I'm just not hungry. So if I'm not hungry, if my body's not sending me the cue to eat, why bother? And then later on, maybe like an hour later, 2 hours later, I will feel hungry. So then I'll go and get something. You know, a piece of lean meat, some vegetables, some salad. You know, just grab something or whip something up or have a bowl of muesli, whatever it is. Just, you know what I mean? So that's the default that's changed. I think much more, another default, I think much more now. As you'd imagine from scrutinising my calorie intake for a whole year, I think so much more in a much more considered way about what I'm putting in my body. And my mindless eating, I'm not going to lie to you, of course, it still does happen on occasion to occasion. Someone might bring a pack of sweets round, or my wife might open a box of her After Eight things at home, and sometimes I might find myself just nipping one in my mouth, like, you know, micro-chimping. That does still happen, but it happens so much less. And even when it does happen, I am aware of it. But I'm allowing my chimp to win in those circumstances. If I actually really tried, I would be able to stop it. There's a consciousness around that which has completely changed. And also, I mean, I could go on and on and on about my defaults, but one of the key ones is that my bar of calorie intake has dramatically changed. You know, now I can have if I had 2,500 calories, you know, the archetypal recommended daily allowance for I was about to say a dad, for a guy. that would feel like I've had a lot of food. Do you know what I mean? I'd feel like really stuffed and be like, oh God, I've had a bad day today. Just eating what I'm supposed to eat. So, you know, like I say, the bar's dramatically changed. And that for me is really exciting because that feels like a lasting change. You know, once this journey's over, not that it's ever going to be over, but, you know, once the 365 days are expired and I'm at the target weight that I want to be at, I don't feel like at that point I'm suddenly going to want to jump back up to 2,500 calories. Do you know what I mean? So, oh, my stomach's rumbling. Maybe I am hungry. So much has changed. And so I know I'm really babbling on here. This is probably one of the longest ones I've done so far. But it's been a while since I've stopped to examine my defaults. And if you haven't done yours for a while, stop and examine yours as well. How's your mindset changed? Has it changed? What defaults have you still got that perhaps you could look at? And if you want to change your defaults, it's simple. We've talked about it before, but I'll say it again. Change your habits. Actively intervene in your habits. Change them. Every day, for about 60 days, act in the way that you want to act in line with you, with the default you're trying to create, and it will become your default. You can't underestimate the power of habits. It's one of the most powerful things that you as a human being can harness.